I'm with David East, the chief executive of the Emirates Cricket Board. And David, we're chatting about the fact that the ICC Academy this year, for the very first time, in addition to the coaching that they've done with young children, boys particularly, they've gone for a girls-specific coaching course this time. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's a great initiative. One of the things that I'm very keen on is that we get as many people to play cricket in the UAE as possible, and obviously that should include girls and women as well. I mean, I come from a background of cricket in England, and I know the dramatic improvement and increase in numbers of women that are playing cricket in England as a result of initiatives such as this, and the national governing body getting behind the support of women's academies and women's involvement in cricket. And I think it's fabulous. You know, I'm very, very pleased they're doing it.
There's a national team, of course, a women's national team, but it's still very much in an embryonic stage. But it's important, isn't it, that the game is inclusive. It's not just about getting men and young boys along to the cricket. It's about getting women involved in the game as well.
Well, that's absolutely right. Yeah, I think it's a very important feature of the ICC strategy as well in terms of developing the women's game. You know, we want many more women and girls to be playing cricket, but also once they've taken part in the game, even if they don't continue with the sport, they'll be our next generation of female spectators as well. So it's about inclusion, it's about broadening the base of participation and enjoyment of the game, and all credit to the ICC Academy for this new initiative.
And we've spoken in the past, you and I at other times, about the pathway. There's a pathway now. The under-19s played in the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup earlier this year. You're very focused on getting that pathway towards the national team, which has qualified not only earlier this year for the ICC World 2020, but for the Cricket World Cup next year as well. And a pathway for women's cricket as well, that's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, ultimately, of course, it must be. The important thing is that we have representation and quality of competition at all different age groups so that the best players are playing against the best players. And that's certainly what we're concentrating on at the moment with our boys and men's cricket. But there's no reason why that shouldn't actually be the case for women's cricket in the future as well.